Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Pastor McCurdy, Chicago-based poet, known as Sister Poochie, coming back again so soon because we have gone from Good Friday and today is Resurrection Sunday, Easter, whatever you want, whatever name you choose to call this day, is the symbolism in the foundation of our Christian belief. We believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he sits on the right hand of the Father, and that he's coming back to get us. Now, before we get into the program, there's one thing that is very important to Christ that we should be doing more than just at church, and that's communion. If you turn, I want you to do two things before we start. If you have no wine or if you have no crackers, you can take a piece of bread, a saltine, water, juice, whatever it is. It is us symbolizing what we're doing, not just taking of the wine and taking of the bread as you would do in church. You can still bless it yourself and give yourself communion every day. He said, do it. When you do it, you are honoring me. You are remembering what I did for you. So if we turn to 1 Corinthians, you can go get your stuff if you want to take communion with me. But we go to 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, the 22nd to the 25th verse, and it says, for I received the Lord that I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Until he comes, we're supposed to be letting people know that Jesus Christ died for your sins and you are here to be set free. Free of the bondage and the darkness of the world. Free of all the things that are evil. He covers you with his blood and his righteousness. And he put his spirit inside of you. So that when you're ready to accept the Holy Spirit, you would then become in line with the Father and the Son. There's no way to get to the Father unless you go through the Son. And there's no way to get to the Son unless you go through the Holy Spirit. The Trinity. The Holy Trinity. Now, you know, after I will take this bread and bless it. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me an opportunity to do this in remembrance of you. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for always watching out for all of us. Lord, we bless this bread and we bless this wine or juice or whatever I have. I want you to know that I'm doing this in remembrance of you and in accordance to the Bible. So I bless this bread and eat it. This is your body. I bless this wine or juice and drink it. That is the blood of the new covenant and the blood that you shed for us on Calvary. We declare in a loud voice as believers, we proclaim the Lord's death that paid our sin debt. Offer us salvation. We're going to do it until he comes home, everyone. So think about it. Take communion and bless it yourself. You don't have to wait to go to church. You can do it as often as you will. Definitely go to 1 Corinthians 11 chapter and read the whole chapter. because he really talks and let us breaks it down for us that, you know, what we're doing with communion is symbolizing what he did for us. And so why wouldn't you take it every day is a question that I would have. Because every time you do it, you give him glory. So think about that. Okay. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is that we really need to Christ himself, Jesus himself, didn't want to do this. It was, I mean, just imagine what was done. And I have everybody turn to Luke 22nd chapter. And I got mine's coming right up. So Luke, the 24th chapter. Hold on. The pastor has been having that. Okay. Luke, the 24th chapter. The 22nd chapter, I'm sorry. 42nd through the 44th. So I have to go to the 22nd, 47th, 42nd to the 45th verse. And I read this in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yes, yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him and began in anguish. He prayed more earnestly and had sweat. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from his prayer and went back to his disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Can't you stay up to pray so that we will not fall into temptation? Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, prayed that prayer that I just prayed to you. He prayed it to our Father in heaven. He was human, and he was God. And when I say that, is that he understands and feels. It's not an empathy, it's sympathy. You know, he knows what we're going through. He walked this earth and went through much more than we ever have to. And he did it so we would not have to go through the things that he was subjected to. They beat him. They spat at him. They degraded him. The soldiers mocked when he said he was the king of the Jews. They made a crown out of thorns and pressed it into his head. And all because they were non-believers. Jesus was making trouble within the Jewish community with their belief system. When Jesus came on, the rabbis and the Sadducees and the Pharisees came together to try to stop Jesus from becoming so popular and to spread the word that you don't need anyone but me and God, and I have left my spirit. So if one of my children wants to know anything about what's in the Bible, I will unleash it myself. I have written the whole Bible on their hearts. God is the one who is offering salvation if you believe in the crucifixion and the resurrection. You get salvation out of that, everlasting life. But not the life that we have now, not the bill-ridden, stress-ridden, you know, culture that doesn't even talk about Jesus. It's more and more and more Jesus is being X'd out of the conversation. And we are here as Christians to put him back into the conversation because it's what happened on Calvary that is so loving to set us free. He set us free by letting them crucify him. all by the will of God, and God gave his only begotten Son to us so that we can pay our sin debt, and then also as we grow closer to Christ's return. You know, after beating them, and most of you know the stories who are Christians, if you're not, after they beat him and ripped his skin to shreds, his intestines were visible. It's how deep and went in chunks of flesh that they took out of him when they beat him the night before the trip to Calvary. He had to carry his cross, and he was with two other criminals. And he was placed in the middle, and the criminal was placed on one on each side of him. And one mocked him and said, if you're the Son of God, why don't you get yourself off this cross? The other one looked at him and said, you are the Messiah. Please do not forget me. He said, you are going with me. The difference in those two criminals is the same difference that we're having today. We said, if this story is true, then why is this, and why is this, and why is this, and why is this happening in the world? But you can't just read the excerpts of the Bible. You need to read the Bible, and it would explain to you exactly what is going on, why it's going on like this, and what God is going to do about it. The chosen people of the Lord do not have to worry about the ways of the world. We go into the world, we pay our taxes, we you know, register our cars, we do whatever we have to, but then we go back into the spiritual realm, because that's where the Holy Spirit is, in the spiritual realm. We're spiritual beings placed in a body that decays. So we're not talking about everlasting life of your body. We're talking about everlasting life of your soul. Are you going to be in heaven where it flows with milk and honey, or are you going to be in hell where it burns hot than you ever can imagine? And you have to be there every single day to infinity, until infinity. God is not here just for a little while. God is here to stay. So we really have to start thinking very deeply and considering our standpoints, even today more than ever. Because if you can remember, I want to say this, when the death angels were, when Pharaoh made the declaration that every firstborn son be killed, what the Jewish people had to do, the people that were enslaved, had to do with slaughter animal in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, and put the blood of the animal around their arch of their door. That let the death angel knew when he saw that blood to pass on by. Guess what? It was the blood on Calvary that is allowing the death angel to pass by. We can declare and claim that we won't lose any loss of any human or loss of any possessions in the name of Jesus. All we have to do is open our mouth and start telling him what we want and start letting him guide us. Stop trying to be a co-pilot with Jesus and sit in the back seat and let him take you on a beautiful journey. For his reward was us. And why keep us away? Now, he said, not everyone's going to get this. And the way to heaven is very narrow. It's narrow because you need to be able to say, I have surrendered my life to you, Christ. You're my all in all. And I love you as much as you love me. I obeyed your commandments. I love each other as much as you love me. I pray for those who spite me, and I pray for my enemies. These are the kind of things that Jesus wants to hear when he returns, that we went around doing the work of the kingdom, the Great Commission, until he can come home. Before Jesus died on that cross, he said, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." And sometimes when I'm reading Facebook, I'm saying, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." Facebook, it gives me a slice. Of course, not everybody's on Facebook and not everybody puts things out, but the things that I've been seeing there is just, wow, really? You really believe that? You really actually believe that Christ doesn't exist? Oh, Well, I'm going to go and be reconciled with the Father, because when he made us, he didn't make us to do anything but to take care of his earth, which we haven't done, and take care of the animals, which we haven't done, and praise and worship him. That was the whole point of him creating the human race. Oh, so now we're done with Easter. We're done with Good Friday, and we're on Easter. And when the stone rolled away, they went in, Mary went in to see and bring spices to give Jesus a proper burial. When they got there, he was gone. Bondage, the mummy bondage that, you know, they wrapped around them at that time in order to get them ready for burial. Jesus had risen. And it's funny, because the disciples, when Mary came back and told them that the Lord was gone and he has risen like he said he would in 3 days, the men didn't believe them. And that's funny. They had to go find out for themselves, because they did not believe the women. And the why I'm laughing so hard is because women, the first person to spread the good news, which is the resurrection of Christ, was a woman. And we forget that. So, but they didn't believe her, and they had to go find out for themselves. But it goes a little bit deeper than them not just believing, the women. It also spoke to how they were when Christ came to visit them. And now we're going to turn to Romans 8 chapter. And the 11th verse. 8 chapter and the 11th verse. Here we go. Yeah. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life to your mortal body because of his spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of your body, you will live. It's a beautiful transformation. Once you become a child of God, and we're all children of God, but we make a choice. We can either follow God or follow Satan. Those are the only two choices. So for those who follow Christ and follow God, an importance for them to understand that this sacrifice that happened was all done for your behalf. This was all done for you. and what I have done to make sure until I come back that you're okay is send my Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. The Holy Spirit is a communication system. The Holy Spirit is any and everything that God wants it to be. We're going to play a little music as I roll to the end of this wonderful Holy Week that we're experiencing. This is the first time in a long time that Passover and what we call Easter or Resurrection Sunday. Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday is what I want to call it, so I'll just start calling it that. Once we have done the Good Friday and now know our Savior lives, he said I would destroy the church, and a lot of people don't understand. He didn't come with rules and regulations. He came to let us free of the bondage. And whoever the Lord sets free is free indeed. We don't owe anything to this earth or any person. We owe gratitude to our Savior. And once you begin to let Jesus really take over your life, you will find that it's not much that you have to do but obey his word. Live in bliss. Even though the world around you is crumbling down, the solid rock I stand on, I'm like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I know the victory is already ours. And you should know that too. We cannot begin to understand the things of the Bible until you start getting a personal relationship with Christ. Because what he said is, I wrote the Bible on your heart. You don't need anybody else to reveal this to you. You need me. And as I tell people who call the prayer line, you need to talk to Jesus before you talk to me, because I don't know what he has planned for you. And he will tell you what he has planned for you. You're not going to get secondhand news when it comes to our Savior. If, remember to take communion, remember the sacrifice that he made, and not because he wants to gloat about it. He wants you to know it was all for you. No other reason. I did this for you because he loved us that much, and God loved us that much, that the only reason that Jesus came, Jesus was here, was to save our souls. Okay, everybody, let's get into some music. We have some wonderful artists with great messages. And we're going to, we're going to start with I had a song. Here we are. Okay, I had to move the screen down. Everybody, thanks for your patience, and let's get some music going so we can celebrate Resurrection Sunday in style. Here we go.
These are the script.
Shakira Monique, absolutely powerful. There's no one like Jesus. Yeah, he's all right. If you, you know, I just urge people to try him. If it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. But don't let the end come and you have not tried him. Because we all want our name written in that book. And once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our book goes, our name goes into the book of eternal life. Okay. You know, Journey Home Outreach Ministry will not be Journey Home Outreach Ministry without our love for our DJs. Frankie Vibe, our resident DJ, he has also has the House of Inspiration on the show. And we also have DJ Shaheem, who's our resident DJ for the Young Adults for Christ. And so we're going to have an Easter mix from DJ Shaheem today. And if you're ready, I want you, if you feel it, to get up, move around, with your hands, blink your eyes, do whatever you got to do. Also, I want you to try to find out what message DJ Shaheem is trying to tell us for the next 15 minutes. We're going to praise and glorify the Lord. And that's what he's looking for. I'll come back with some more word after this. And here we go.
DJ Shaheem is blowing it up. So get your hands out of your pockets and put them in the air.
Chopping up the break.
It's DJ.
It's DJ Shaheem and Halftime Production.
DJ Shaheem.
Yeah.
DJ Saeem.
I just wanna hear your name. Came to the black in your name. Pull up to the spot on your name. Took a lot of gear to the soap plane. I'm the new man guy. They tryna tell me that you can't fly. Your bro, give me that new hand five. Cause I don't got time for this new standby. Hands racing the bread of heavens. Let me have a bridge break in this bread 11. Pretty lady, I'm tryna set up time and date. You know I get off work at 11-7. You know I got time to touch the sky. It's you plus me and it got on high. Step in the name of love, let me cross the line. If you tryna find a heart, I can offer mine. I was God willing, God feeling, I'm not kidding. How I stop chilling and stop feeling, I'm locked with it. You might find the one for your soul. So please come check me out and stop feeling. It's not a love song. I don't care how your armor up and your love drawn. Let's talk about God, it's a sure thing. Lord, I had to come back to your name.
Name, I just wanna hear you say it. Your name, I just wanna hear you say it.
DJ Saeem, 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 Saeem.
I just wanna hear your name. Came from the black team, your name. I just wanna hear your name. Came from the black team, your name. Pull up to the spot on your name. Took a lot of gear to the soap plane. I'm the new man guy. They tryna tell me that you can't fly. Your bro, give me that new hand five. Cause I don't got time for these new standbys. Hands racing, the bread of heavens. Let me have a break, break in this bread 11. Pretty lady, I'm tryna set up time and date. You know I get off work at 11-7. You know I got time, time, touch the sky. It's you plus me and it got on high. Step in the name of love, love, cross the line. If you tryna find a heart, heart off of mine. I was God willing, God feeling, I'm not kidding, kidding. Stop chilling and stop feeling, I'm locked with it, with it. You might find the one for your soul. So please come check me out and stop feeling, feeling. It's not a love, love. I don't know how you love, your love. Let's talk about God. It's a short, short. Lord, I had to come back to your name.
Name, I just wanna hear you say it. Your name, I just wanna hear you say it. Your name, I just wanna hear you say it.
Hey, if I die right now, don't cry right now. It's like these ladies got wings. I can really fly right now if I ride right now. Used to speed the hammer like it's toothpaste. Burn the whole block like it's Blu-ray. Now I'm on top like a toothpaste. Spray with the brick, knock them out like it's Friday. Give me the strength like a Luke Cage. I'm thanking God for these better days. I remember sitting in a 4x4, wondering if I would change my ways. I'm only progressing, can't give up a second. I strive for the lessons. You gotta be stressing his name, always just keep me protected. And if I ever shoot, then I hit them targets.
Name, I just wanna hear you say it. Your name, I just wanna hear you say it. Your name, I just wanna hear you say it.
You are now rocking with the hottest DJ worldwide, DJ Shaheen.
DJ Saeem, 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 Saeem. I'm gonna be sharing a testimony today.
We have a Mr. 24K, a Rio 24K.
God is grace, God is great, God is love. God is grace, God is great, God is love. God is grace, God is great, God is grace, God is great, God is love. God, he bailed me out when I was. God is grace. grace, God is great, God is love. God, he bailed me out when I was selling drugs. God is merciful. I was doing scams, had to get it off. A muscle wasn't playing all the slams. Free my dog, just go and free him all. So we could kick it one more time before the curtain calls. I need the love, made too many mistakes. I prefer to live with truth instead of being fake. We wasn't expecting you to share that, Mr. 24K. We can't praise the Lord. I go from state to state. One life is out your hands. You have no trust but live with faith. I know the word, maybe don't know it well. But the way they touching me feel like I'm in for hell. God, he the judge. My life is in your hands. I know I do my wrongs. I just pray that you understand. Oh, Mr. 24K, we love you, but that's just not what we was expecting you to say. You know, we want some praise.
My dream. dream. Yeah, I feel so underrated. New 2K player just created. Misbehaving, missed the wave, and had the nerve to come say happy belated. This Neo fight gon' hit the Matrix. I can't be beat, better check the cadence. They only wanna fight me to raise the Raiders. I'm just gonna ball like a rutabaga. Listen up, this my demonstration. I keep my word cause my pen's amazing. I hope you can recognize the imitation. I beat up a mannequin cause he was faking. I be in the field trying to reap this harvest. Gotta get this corn, my Fritos ain't lazy. Forget the leaves and get a suit. If it was up to the church, Adam would've had those stasis. Just keep looking at me like I'm crazy. You not in my crew, so no ahoy made it. If everybody treats for the bear fruit, well, ironically, some of y'all may not be shaded. Honestly, really, I'm just trying to grow. So I understand that some clouds are raining, trying to multiply what I have is dough. So I guess I'm a product of those who made me. Everything before was an appetizer. In my room, playing chords on my synthesizer. All I need in this world of sin is the blood of Jesus and some sanitizer. Forget the words I'm trying to please. I'm only good at being me. I feel like 82 Mike Whitney dropped Billy Jean. Nah, man, how you feel? I feel supreme.
DJ Shaheem.
That was our wonderful DJ Shaheem tearing up the turntables, as he says. Are they still turntables? I might be dating myself. All right, everyone, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry Easter Sunday service. I'm Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based Martin Notice Sister Pucci. And I have just been here just basking in the power of God and the power of Christ, who's our Lord and Savior, who brilliantly left his Holy Spirit down with us to comfort us, to provide for us, to connect to him, because that's the communication system. You know, Jesus, after he rose, he did not go directly to heaven. He actually walked and talked with his disciples, trying to get them to understand more and more what he wanted and what he needed them to do. Now, there was, of course, disciples that still didn't understand what Jesus was coming from. They had a division when Jesus left and ascended to heaven, what Jesus was talking about. But this point that I made right there is why it's so crucial for you to have a personal relationship with Christ. It's crucial. That way you don't get any misinformation. I've given you chapter and verse. I've given you my own intake, outlook on the holiday, Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. It's up to you to read the chapter. Ask God for wisdom. Ask him for revelation. He said, anyone who asks me for those two things, I shall give them if they ask me in the name of Jesus. But you ask God for that. And then as you go along with different ministers or different people putting out different doctrines, you can firmly say, this is what you believe in. Don't put something down until you try it. Try Jesus. I bet you won't go back. It's much better living in the light. I don't have to worry about anything because he takes care of the sparrows and he takes care of the flowers and he takes care of the ocean and the animals. He takes care of everything. Why in the world do you think that he would not take care of you? We didn't just convulse down here from some explosion. We were created and the breath of God was broken up our nostrils in order for us to come alive. Everyone, we have to get it right. We have to make a choice. There's a lot of evil in this world right now, and you cannot be found in the darkness when you're a child of the light. Find that light. Follow that light. Turn on your light. Look at other people. Surround yourself with believers, even if you're there yet, it doesn't matter. But surround yourself with believers so that you can begin to get an inner working understanding of what the relationship of Christ looks like. And it's like any other relationship. You have to spend time with him. He calls you a friend, and if you don't spend time with someone, it's hard to call them a friend. You know, so you should be taking every day That's it. Giving yourself communion every day, talking to your Lord and Savior every day, on your knees, praying every day. That's how. And, oh, I forgot one thing. Covering you with the blood of Jesus every single day. All right, everybody. I am going to, but what, you know, we need to really, I'm queuing up a new song, but, you know, this song just came in my spirit, and I wasn't going to play anymore, but, you know, God has the master plan. He has the master plan over everything. You think you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, but he has the final say. To what is going on. And so, of course, I'm looking for the song where I'm trying to talk to you. And here we go, everybody. I hope you love it, and I hope it blesses you. God's grace. All right. That was God's Grace is Sufficient by Society Hill Music. The Society Hill Music has been with the ministry from the beginning, and the songs that they have offered have been very, very beneficial to a lot of people turning their life over to God. Now, what I'd want to do before we go is, if you have not turned your life to Christ, all you have to do is say, Jesus, I know you died for all of my sins. I know you rose from the dead and sits on the hand of the Father and will come back to get me. I surrender myself to you, O Lord. Do with me as you will. I'm your willing vessel, waiting for you to dispatch me in whatever situation you feel warranted. But you are there to comfort us and keep us and love us and provide for us. And we thank you for that. We thank you. So, if you declare that and repent of your sins and ask for forgiveness, you are saved. And you will be in the Lamb's book. All right, everybody. We're going to roll out of here like we have for years. And that's How Great Thou Art with Society Hill Music. Peace and love, everybody. So, Spookies out.